Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your show host, Randy Fine. And today we have with us the phenomenal special guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. This is his third appearance on A Fine Time for Healing. He was here in August of 16, September of 16, and I think actually this is his fourth time because he was just here about a month ago. So he's kind of a regular on this show. But Dr. Teitelbaum is one of the most frequently quoted integrative medical authorities in the world. He's the author of the best-selling book, From Fatigued to Fantastic, Pain-Free 123, The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction, and The Real Cause, Real Cure, also the Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. So today we're going to talk about pain and a new paradigm that he has discovered about the relationship with pain and life and what causes it. So let's get started. I'll introduce you. Good afternoon, Dr. Teitelbaum. Thank you for coming back.
Hey, Randy. Always great to be with you and with your folks here. And today we're going to teach you how to get pain-free. So for those of you out there who have pain, it's optional. And many of you are suffering now because the government has declared a war on people in pain. And basically they figure because of narcotic issues and the rest, they're really attacking people in pain. It's crazy and it's insane. So we're going to teach you how to ignore them and get pain-free. It's not that hard to do.
Okay. Well, that's very promising. So... please tell us. Please start talking.
Well, we have 45 minutes, Randy. That should be plenty of time for that.
I think so. Okay. So I suffer from fibromyalgia, which I have pretty well controlled now through diet and acupuncture. I've gone gluten-free and working on sugar-free. So what else can we be doing with our pain?
So here's the key, Randy. We talked about the new paradigm, and if you think about it, pain is not an outside invader. It's not like an infection. Pain is more like your body's monitoring system. Think about the oil light on your car's dashboard. So say your oil light goes off, and that's your car's way of saying, we need something to get your attention right now. So you take it to the doctor. And what would the doctor do? They said, boy, that flashing red light's annoying. Let's put a Band-Aid on it. And then the motor burns out, no surprise. And then, you know, if they can't take care of it with the Band-Aid, they try to cut the oil light out and the whole thing. But think about it. What is another approach to taking care of that oil light? Well, give your body what it's asking for. Put oil in the car and the oil light goes out. And what our research has shown is that each kind of pain is your body's way of saying that it needs something. And what we're giving is kind of the owner's manual so you can understand what that is. And you give your body what it needs, the pain goes away. So, you know, looking at fibromyalgia, for example, fibromyalgia is for those of you out there who have widespread achiness or pain, trouble sleeping, severe fatigue, and brain fog. So if you have those four, tired, achy, brain fog, can't sleep, you've got fibromyalgia. Until proven otherwise, even if we have rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or other things that may have triggered it. So what did we do? You know, we found, because I had this myself also, Randy. I had fibromyalgia back in 1975. It actually knocked me out of medical school and left me homeless. And
oh, my gosh.
It's funny. It's, you know, it's like the universe put a holistic homeless medical school sign on my park bench. And
didn't
all
it?
These herbalists came by. It's just amazing, all these different healers of different backgrounds. And that's where I started to learn about comprehensive medicine. In medical school, what I'd learned was almost nothing compared to the whole toolkit that was available to help people. And using that whole toolkit that people taught me while I was sleeping in parks, I was able to get myself well, go back to med school. And we've treated literally thousands and thousands of people and helped them get their lives back from all over the world with fibromyalgia. And what we found is that fibromyalgia, or in most muscle pain, represents an energy crisis in the muscles. When the muscles don't have enough energy, they get locked in a shortened position, and they get all tight. So think about it. You know, if you have a heavy workout, you don't come home and say, honey, I had such a hard day. My muscles are so loose and limp. You say they're so tight because muscles are like a spring. They don't have energy. They get locked in a shortened position. And if you've been doing a workout, maybe your shoulders or the area that got the workout gets tight. But in fibromyalgia, you have an energy crisis throughout the body. And muscles go tight all over. You get chronic pain. The chronic pain triggers nerve pain, central sensitization, blah, 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 and off you go. So what we found in our study is if you optimize energy production with what we call the SHINE protocol, optimizing sleep, hormonal support, infections and immunity, nutritional support, and exercise as able. Exercise, small player, but it's good to stay conditioned. We found 91% of people improved with an average 90% increase in quality of life. So for those of you with fibromyalgia out there, this is a very, very, very treatable disease. And one of the tools we made, Randy, for people with muscle pain, fatigue, we actually have a patent on a computerized doctor in the United States. We made it for people with fibromyalgia, and it's free. I can't reach all 50 million people with the illness. My consults, there's one of me. There's a free energy analysis program. People can go to vitality101.com. And they can take a quiz, and it will tailor a treatment protocol for them that they can do either on their own or with their doctor to get rid of their fibromyalgia. So not a hard thing to do. So for muscle pain, optimize energy with SHINE. And that's one of the warning lights on a car's dashboard.
Yeah, and you talk about SHINE in your book, Pain-Free 1-2-3, right?
Yes.
Looking through it, yeah.
That and the fatigue and fibromyalgia solution is even more updated for people with fibromyalgia. That's a good place to begin. But most of this information you can get for free at vitality101.com. So I have a hobby. It's making effective treatment available for everybody, whether or not they have any money. So it's just kind of we're having
a fun time. Pleasure. That's wonderful. Wonderful to hear. As I said, I'm noticing that diet and eliminating certain things from my diet are helping me. Do you find that that's true with the people that you work with?
With fibromyalgia, we'll find that because of the adrenal and candida issues, food allergies can be fairly common. The most important thing would be to avoid excess sugar, but then you need to increase salt and increase water intake. Gluten in milk in a subset of people is an issue, and virtually for most anything, cleaning up the diet and getting rid of poison and garbage is a very reasonable thing. That's just common sense no matter what you're working with.
Right.
So eating, it's funny, I still remember, Andy, we had some friends from Europe who were over, and they didn't speak English very well, and they were out at this restaurant, and it was kind of the standard American fare, and she's sitting there eating, and she's looking at the stuff, and she's saying, she was trying to put it in her pidgin English, and she was saying, there's no food in this food. And so you want to get whole foods, foods that are as unprocessed as possible. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy yourself. You know, for example, chocolate is a health food. Do you know that eating chocolate is associated with a 45% to 50% lower risk of heart attacks? And let me compare that to cholesterol medications that have a maybe 2% to 10% lower risk. So eating just a little square of chocolate each day, go for quality, not quantity, probably 10 times more helpful than cholesterol medications. Eggs are healthy food. So, again, the things feel good, usually they're good for you, but you just want to avoid junk that's been done by food processing.
And you're talking about dark chocolate, right?
No, I'm talking about any chocolate.
Any chocolate? Milk chocolate,
dark,
too?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, dark chocolate is a little more effective. It has the higher levels of some of the phenolics. But in this study, it was all comers, any chocolate at all. All it took was a little square of chocolate a day. So here's what I'm going to recommend. Go for the best-tasting chocolate you can. Instead of worrying about, like, you know, it's funny, I go through the health food store checkout lines, and they have these, like, little chocolate balls that say that,
yeah,
we'll give a penny to the baby seals for each one of these you buy, and I buy them, and I want to gag. I'll say, here's $100 to the baby seals. Get rid of that caca. Get some real chocolate in here that tastes good. Just get the stuff that tastes great. And,
aww,
you know, and go that way, because we have this. It's funny, you know, Randy, when we came from over from Europe back, you know, whenever they first discovered the New World, so to speak, who was sent here? When people who were sent here, they sent the prisoners to Australia and convicts and criminals, and they sent the Puritans to the United States. And basically these people were so annoying that they said, anything pleasurable is the devil. God will curse you if you have anything pleasurable. And people said, you are so annoying. You get on that boat and you go across the ocean. You say, we'll fall off the end of the earth and die. They say, well, or we're going to shoot you here. So they got on the boats and came over here. So we still have a little bit of that. It's time to get rid of that. I can't imagine a universe that would create us with this kind of misinformation that says anything that feels good is bad for you. I'm not, what kind of a evil, horrible God would do something like that? It's insane. So
that's
the things that feel good are actually good for us. Now you can manipulate some things to be addictive, as the food industry does. And they'll feel good in the moment, but make you feel bad in the long term. So, you know, if it feels good, if it's working for you, it's likely good for you and healthy.
I like that. I think, yeah, and I think we need to be able to indulge from time to time. We can't just be, you know, if we're dieting all the time or we're being so strict with ourselves, then we're going to be miserable. So I wanted to ask you about your feelings on cannabis and marijuana and all that stuff with pain. What has your experience been?
It's a very potent tool. The problem is that it's cheap and caught up in legislative insanity. But from a medical point of view, we're having a number of medications that affect neurotransmitters, whether it's serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, NMDA, and we're finding there's a number of brain chemical transmitters that are very, very critical, and you modify them and the pain goes away. That's what morphine does. It's a mu receptor. Now, the most abundant receptor for brain chemicals in the body are called cannabinoid receptors. These are the things found in THC and marijuana. So it would stand to reason that in a good subset of people, manipulating these can make a big difference in terms of pain, because all the other neurotransmitters have a dramatic effect. So the bottom line is absolutely. Now, you don't need the THC. You don't need to walk around stoned and stupid all day if you don't want to. You can just use CBD oil. which also hits those receptors and has the effect. So, and it's there's a place I like, the website for people that are interested is H-I and then CBD Organics with an S at the end, .com. And they have a superb CBD oil. And people can find it's very helpful for pain and sleep. So let's go through some of the tools, and we'll go back to the oil aid analogy. So let's look at some of the favorite things. You've talked about CBD. Yes, very, very helpful for pain. Other herbs for inflammation, because a lot of pain is inflammation that's out of balance. So my favorite thing for pain is called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. That's been a pain relief miracle. It's an herbal, and we saw – basically, I've seen people that morphine didn't knock out their pain, that the Curamin took care of it. It can be taken with any medication. Give it 6 weeks to work. And it's you can get it at the endfatigue.com, but it's easy to find anywhere. And just one to two tablets 3 times a day and give it 6 weeks and be prepared to be amazed.
Really?
It's incredible for pain relief. Absolutely. And then you can
what
take topical
it?
Comfrey cream.
Is it
a
all
mix
herbal?
Of a special, oh, totally, okay. Yeah. It's a mix of a highly absorbed curcumin. The problem with curcumin, I love it, and there's thousands of studies with it, but unless you ate an Indian diet, you couldn't get enough to get the clinical effect. And they found that by adding in a turmeric oil called turmerone, you increase your absorption sevenfold. And suddenly you just need 1 or 2 tablets instead of 7 to 14, and that changed everything. So the Curamin has a very special, highly absorbed curcumin that it would take literally for each tablet, it would take 7 tablets of curcumin, pure curcumin, and 350 tablets of turmeric to get the same effect.
Wow. Okay.
So it has boswellia, which is also known as frankincense. And where curcumin helps rebalance one part of the inflammatory system, the boswellia hits what's called the LOX system. And it's a whole other part of the inflammatory system. And then you have DLPA, which raises your body's own natural endorphin levels, which are your pain controllers, and natokinase, which breaks up the inflammation so your body can get to the area and heal it. It's just, you know, when I first saw it, I said, well, yeah, that's probably going to be a little helpful. And it just knocked my socks off when I tried it for people. It literally is a pain relief miracle. So for most people with pain, I'm just going to start them on the Curamin. And then if it's a localized pain, like joint pains or small muscle area, I'll go ahead and add topical comfrey. It's available as trauma plant. And then the third herbal mix is called End Pain. That's a willow bark, boswellia, and cherry. So those are my 3 favorites in all the world for the pain stuff.
Wow. Okay. I can't wait to look this up and to get some. So I know that with like SSRIs and stuff like that, it can take 6 weeks for the receptors to be able to connect and receive it. Is that what's going on here, or it just takes time for the inflammation to go down?
Well, it takes time you're going to see a lot of people see a dramatic effect at a half hour to 45 minutes. And I know I live in Hawaii, and I was doing some cliff walking with some friends of mine. I took a tumble on a muddy area, and I near cracked a rib, and I could barely walk. And, I got myself home, and I figured I'm going to be out of commission for weeks. I took the Curamin and the comfrey over the ribs. I mean, I was totally black and blue all the way down the side. My friend who was a nurse was with me, and she was like, oh, my God, you know. And 45 minutes later, I was feeling dramatically better with the Curamin and the comfrey.
So cool.
You're going to see effects very quickly, but the effects continue to build as you heal the process. Because, Randy, it's an important thing to realize most herbals rebalance systems, where most medications poison systems. So when you poison system, it's like tearing down a house. You can tear down a house in one day. Easy to do. But if you want to rebuild the house, well, that takes some time. And so the herbals may take a bit longer, but there's a study that just came out a few months ago study of over about 500,000 patient years experience, a massive meta-analysis, and had looked at arthritis medications. And, you know, when you ask most doctors, well, how many people die each year from arthritis medications, I'll give a guess, and they say 200, 300. No, the study showed it's about 40 to 50,000 Americans die each year from taking these medications. And this is not a small number of people. But you're not going to hear about it in the news media because the arthritis medications are the biggest advertiser. So, and nobody's going to tell the doctor about it because most of the information we get as doctors is spoon-fed us by the drug companies. So you have this massive study that just went by without a blip. It blew my mind. You know, I would have thought this is going to be front page news. So you're looking at 50,000 deaths. And the flip side of that is that the herbals and head-on studies against these medications, the curamine was far more effective for arthritis. The end pain was twice as effective for back pain. So, I mean, these are things that are blinded studies that are really well done that show that these medications are optional in most people. That means 50,000 deaths a year in the United States from side effects of these medications are unnecessary. That's 50,000 people a year.
Oh, I can't wait till they start educating these medical students in this stuff. I know my son is a fourth-year medical student, and he's interested in this, so he looks into this independently, but he's not learning this, never learned this in school. And it's very frustrating.
You may want to raise his hand and ask the professors, what about the BMJ, British Medical Journal, meta-analysis of about 500,000 patient years showing a 40% increase in deaths and the 16,500 deaths a year from bleeding ulcers? That translates, doing the math, to about 50,000 deaths a year. And the research shows that the natural remedies are far more effective, and instead of side effects, you get side benefits. So are we going to learn about that today? And then when they throw him out of school, you know, you tell him he should have kept his mouth shut.
Exactly. that's funny. Wow, that's very cool. And I just wanted to ask you one question about the CBDs. So you talked about the site where you can get them, HICBDorganics.com. How do we know how much of that to take?
You can call Steve Sakala. He's very, 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 very knowledgeable. He's the one that you'll get his phone number on the website. And, again, he's in Hawaii, so it's 6 hours earlier than Eastern time. It may take a few calls. It's in Hawaii. People go out there, we go at our own speed. but he can guide you. You'll find that he is incredibly knowledgeable. And but I don't have to worry about any of the quality because I know that his quality is going to be superb. And he's going to be fair and knowledgeable. So he's who I'm happy to recommend to those that I treat.
Perfect. Oh, so I have a lot of tools in my toolbox now. That's awesome. And listeners.
And we've just started. Awesome.
Yeah. Just started.
Mm-hmm.
So what else?
Okay. So
what else can we be doing?
So we talked about the key concept, the paradigm shift, that each kind of pain is like a different warning light on a car's dashboard. We have oil light, you have overheating lights, you've got all these different warning lights. The problem is that there's no owner's manual to tell you what those lights mean. So now there is. you can get the Pain-Free 1-2-3 book and it'll give an idea, but if you have an iPhone or an Android, there's a free app. It's called Cures A to Z. So C-U-R-E-S. Write this one down because this is going to be your owner's manual. C-U-R-E-S, capital A, dash, Z. You download it. It's free. There's a $2 upgrade if you want to do that. Most of the information is in the free app. And you look up each kind of thing, anything from arthritis to zits or acne to zoster, and you'll have hundreds of topics in there, short and sweet. So you'd look up arthritis. We'll talk about a little quick background, and then we'll talk about how to use the three-step or first-step program to taking care of inflammation. So we talked about the curcumin, the comfrey, the end pain. I would even recommend a fish oil called Vectomega for those taking fish oils. I don't like my people taking handfuls of pills all day. It gets really annoying and it's not sustainable. So we try to keep the pill count down. The nice thing for those who need omega-3 fish oil support, one Vectomega replaces seven big honker fish oil pills and is more effective. So you'll notice I do have a focus for the different things I'm going to recommend for people. It has to be simple and it has to be cheap. I mean, or at least a good value. So I don't want people taking 100 pills on one. For example, there's one for those of you who want more energy, here's what I do each morning. There's something called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder. I recommend this for everybody. And you take the one drink a day, and it gives amazing overall nutritional support. It replaces, it takes most people 50, 60 pills to get what's in the one drink a day. And then I add a scoop of ribose. Ribose is an energy nutrient and looks and tastes like sugar. I just throw that in with a vitamin powder. I add water and I stir. And that's the best 30 seconds you're going to have for energy and pain all day.
And what is that called again?
Story. It's called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder. It has everything from vitamin A to zinc, plus amino acids. It's really amazing stuff, and it has it at optimal levels. Ribose, we did a study, and it's called Shine, S-H-I-N-E, Ribose. You can get both of those at endfatigue.com, so E, N like Nancy, T like David, or the word fatigue.com. And you just go ahead, and in our research study, using the ribose increased energy an average of 61% after 3 weeks. I picture what 61% more energy would feel like. It's amazing. And then it dropped pain by about 30%. It really had an amazing effect. And I remember I used to live in Annapolis on Chesapeake Bay, and I was walking down the street one day, and I see this guy staring at me from across the street. And I kind of keep walking, and I see him staring at me. Suddenly he goes dashing through traffic, comes up to me, and says, "You're Dr. Teitelbaum, aren't you?" I say, "Yes," and he picks me up in this big bear hug, and I say, "We haven't been properly introduced yet, you know, can you put me down?" And he just said, "Well, I'm sorry, I just want to tell you, I had back pain for 20 years, and nothing could ever make it go away. And then I took the vitamin powder, and it was gone in a month." And it was just, you know, there's so many things. When you do the basics, you're going to find so many of those warning lights go out. So many of the problems were simply that you needed more magnesium, you needed more B vitamins. And for example, let's look at migraines. The studies show that if you give somebody vitamin B2, that's riboflavin, 400 milligrams a day, and magnesium, 200 milligrams a day, their frequency of their migraines and severity will go down by over 75% after 6 weeks. What medicine does better than that? And if you want to get rid of an acute migraine, 85% of acute migraines will disappear within 45 minutes if you simply give 1 gram of intravenous magnesium over 15 minutes. These are placebo-controlled double-blind studies, repeated studies. But the magnesium is only in nickel a dose for the IV, so no doctors have heard about the research, or very few anyway. And the Cures A to Z app, this is all in there. And so you don't have to scribble frantically. You look up migraines, it'll talk about the food allergies. If you get it around your menses or ovulation, they're usually going to be hormonally induced. So it's a fluctuation in estrogen progesterone level, and there's estrogen patches can take care of that. So there's a lot of simple things. And the vitamin powder, the magnesium and the B2 is already in there. So many people find they take the powder and all of a sudden their migraines are gone. They don't come back, or they're much less frequent.
Does anybody have any side effects from the energy revitalization powder?
The main side effect is that it's very powerful nutrition. Has a lot of nutrients, magnesium, high-dose C, and it has probiotics. It's really overall, except for iron and essential oils, it's pretty much complete.
Okay.
So some people will get gas or loose stools from it. And if that's the case, just lower the dose. Take half a scoop a day. And for those who most people find it helps them stay regular and they really love it. But if the there's something called a different multivitamin called Clinical Essentials. It's two pills a day. It doesn't have everything the powder has. I mean, it couldn't, but it's the best tablet multivitamin out there. And so Clinical Essentials would be an alternative for people who can't do the powders.
Okay, good. Always
so
they
have a lot of nice, simple tools.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Easy. They all kind of fit on the bottom of one piece of paper for me. I'm taking notes as we go. But, you know, everybody can listen to the show again and again and again if anybody, you know, wants to get this information and didn't get it the first time around. So,
and just look at the Cures A to Z app. I mean, this, we've made that. I mean, there's over a million people have downloaded it. And
wow,
we made it so it's really easy so people don't have to scribble rapidly. You just look it up. It's all there. Short
and this is something that you are a part of?
I made it. It was my wife's idea.
Oh.
She had the idea. She motivated me, and I put it together.
Well, you do have lots of energy because you just keep going. That's awesome.
Yeah, well,
I want some of that.
Randy, let me tell you the secret to that. And we talked about the nutritional support day and all that. But the key secret is doing what you love doing. So I want folks out there to do this simple exercise. I want you to take a piece of paper and write down the things you do all day and have two columns. Feels good, doesn't feel good. So in the left-hand column, put all the things you do that feel good. And then in the right-hand column, you put the things that don't feel good. And then if there's pieces of that that don't feel good, like work, okay, this part feels good, this part doesn't. And then I want you to start focusing your attention on those things that feel good. And that includes people. You're going to find some people, they come, they visit, you feel so much better for them having been there. And then others are these little energy vampires. They come in, and the way you tell an energy vampire is you feel worse after you've been with them. It's that simple.
We all know people
and
like
they'll
that.
Come. Yeah, they'll come. First, they'll put in their hooks. Like, oh, my God, I'm so glad to see you. I don't know how I could survive without you, hook. You know, nobody else can help me, hook. You're the only and they do that. And then they take all their emotional toxic waste and they dump it all over you. Like, it's as if you have a sign over your head that says emotional toxic waste dump open. Suck you dry, say thank you, take their hooks and gone. And
yeah,
there's this magic word to fend off energy vampires.
What is
and
it?
That magic word, it's no.
Right.
It's a wonderful word. It's a complete sentence. It's a great teacher. So what part of no didn't you understand? And it's very versatile. It can be done gently. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I just can't. I'm not willing to have you dump your stuff all over me. Or no, get the hell out of my house. I mean, whatever it takes. You know, so simply checking into how things feel and then choosing to only focus on things that feel good. Now, you may say, how about doing my taxes? It's annoying, but it feels better to do them than to go to jail, so it does feel good to do them, so I do them. You know, same with work. But you'll find at work there's things that feel good and don't feel good. And you'll be amazed how you can shift your attention to the things that feel good. And some of the things that don't feel good, they just kind of wither and drift away. And you'll find in life, like you turn on TV to the, well, they don't have news anymore. They have dramatizations to make as scared as can be, making up crap, basically. It's a fiction. And God bless, I mean, I'm on Fox, I'm on CNN, I'm on, you know, and they're nice people. But it's all a fiction. And the main thing is, how can we scare people to death so they watch 24 hours a day? What can we make up? How can we put a spin on it that makes it have nothing to do with the truth, but it's so engaging that people are... So as long as that kind of stuff feels good, watch it. But when it stops feeling good, turn it off. I find usually I can watch it for about 5 seconds these days and I'm done. I just turn it off. I don't even turn it on but once a week to see what's going on, you know, just for the broad strokes. So start to focus on what feels good, and you're going to find that your energy will soar and your pain is going to be less also. So simple things. And, you know, you've heard the expression a pain in the back or perhaps lower?
Right.
That some people are that way, and it comes from a real reason, because some people are. And if you hold your feelings, you don't let them out, and, you know, you're going to stuff them in your muscles, they're going to hurt. And some people are a pain in the, you know, PIA, as they say. So what's the magic word for those people?
No.
No. And you'll feel so much better. And they'll, you know, they'll sit there and do their manipulations and the rest, and finally they realize, okay, so they're up to our, onto our tricks. They're not conscious of doing this. They're not bad people, but they're just off they go. They find another patsy who has the emotional toxic waste dump sign on their head lit up. So, yeah.
I have to agree with you because, right, once I learned to say no, my life got so much easier. It's just, you know, it was hard to do it. But once you learn that you can do it, it's very easy. So I completely agree with you. Let me just ask you really quick, and this doesn't necessarily have to do with pain, but it has to do with health. Okay, so there's so much cancer going on right now, and the only thing that mainstream medicine knows is chemotherapy and things like that. Number one, why do you think there's so much cancer? And number two, can it be healed holistically? Naturally.
Well, here's the thing. The second paradigm, we talked about that pain is not an outside enemy, it's an oil light on our dashboard saying something needs attention, give it what it needs, it goes away. And for those with nerve pain, for those with central sensitization from chronic pain, look up in the app. For central sensitization, use the low-dose naltrexone, maybe doxycycline, and there's a lot more in there. So let's go to the cancer thing. Again, cancer is also not an outside invader. Cancer are our own body cells that have been had so much trouble dealing with the environment, all the different things in the environment, from that they basically, their ability to replicate goes haywire. You know, they're supposed to, when they touch each other, the community, and there's a right level, the electric charge on the cell wall says, okay, we're done dividing, turns it off, and everybody lives peacefully and does their thing. But in the cancer cells, that doesn't happen, so they keep dividing. Now, cancer cells then have a safety valve where they do apoptosis. They say, uh-oh, we're out of control, and they self-destruct. And then that stops working. So that's the reason we're seeing this increase in cancer. If you look at things like colon cancer, for example, very rare in third world environments until we bring in a Western diet and a host of other cancers, same kind of thing. So if you realize that these are our own cells that are struggling, and they're struggling to get healthy enough to be able to hit their own self-destruct button. How's that for a different view of cancer? So we can use chemo and radiation, and that may kill them, but it may also make them less susceptible over time. So they'll shrink back, but then when they come back harder because you made even more damage and unable to self-destruct. So I'm not one of those that says only use all natural or only use medicines. I like the paradigm of use the whole toolkit. So the entire healing arts toolkit. So medicine is like the hammer. Herbals could be like the screwdriver. You know, energy medicine could be like the wrench or the plane. I mean, there's all kinds of different tools in the toolkit. Knowing when to use them and how to use them together is where you get the best healing. So there are some cases where chemo and radiation are beneficial, and there's many cases where they are also beneficial, but only to the doctor and the drug company, not to the person getting it. So it's important to distinguish which. And what I'll do for people, I'll do these consultations. They're about five-hour things, so I'll research their kind of cancer and tell them what, you know, because it's almost always now, I'm seeing that for most kind of cancers, there are all these studies showing that natural, cheap options can be amazingly effective. And it blew me away as a young doctor, and I saw that until I realized, oh, well, you can't, in this country, it's illegal to recommend something for that without putting it through a $400 million government regulatory process. And these things are cheap, so you can't really talk about them. So, you know, it's, you know, and there's no bad people. it's just a system that's really screwed up. So what do I do for cancer? First thing I'm going to do, there are hundreds of studies now looking at curcumin for cancer, and the studies are amazing. And the effect can be on the level of chemo or stronger, but instead of side effects, you get side benefits. The problem, again, is with most kinds of curcumin, you can't absorb, you can't, without taking 100 pills a day, you can't get enough. So, but there is that one form called, we talk about Curamed for pain.
Yes.
There's one called Curamed, C-U-R-A-M-E-D. And anybody who I'm treating who has significant cancer, I'm going to have them take two of the 750 milligram capsules twice a day. And that is the same if you're taking the four of those. It would be like getting hundreds of turmeric pills. So, I mean, you're getting a really high amount in just the four pills a day. I will also have them use a CBD oil because CBD has been shown to have significant potential anti-cancer effects.
Now,
I'm going to put
the
them
oil,
on vitamin powder.
Do you have them ingest the oil or inhale the oil?
For basal cell cancers, they may put it over the cancers themselves, the skin cancers.
Okay.
But again, that's something Steve Scala at Hawaii CBD Organics, very, very knowledgeable. He's
okay.
way more knowledgeable than I am. So what I know is to send people to him.
Okay. That's a good
and
reference. That's a really important reference for everyone to have. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's really
so
good.
So we're coming down to the end of the show. Anything you wanted to? Well, first of all, how can we? Anybody that wants to see you, how do they get in touch with you?
You can call my office at 410-573-5389. You're going to get a voicemail because my staff is they're very time intensive with people are going to be on with folks helping them. But leave a voicemail. They will get back to you. Or you can email Sarah, who's our appointments gal. She's awesome, at appointments with an S at the end, at end, that's E, and like Nancy, D like David, fatigue.com. And
okay.
We do consults often by phone with people worldwide. And if you have a fibromyalgia or even other kind of chronic pains, mostly for those of you with fibromyalgia or severe chronic fatigue, happy to help you get your lives back. We have so much fun with that because this is such a treatable disease.
That's great news for so many of us. I'm really excited to hear all this. Well, anyway, time's running out, so I have to say goodbye again. But it's been an absolute pleasure. I've learned a lot.
Randy,
thank
likewise.
You.
Likewise. Likewise. Can I recommend a show on how to get a tune-up instead of a checkup upcoming?
Sure. Yes.
And can I mention, for those of you who just want a tune-up, you know, you want more energy, go to www.tuneupdocs.com. A free 10-minute quiz will teach you how to optimize your energy. And a lot of that can also help you get pain-free.
Okay. Well, we have no excuse to be hurting anymore because we got tools in our toolbox, right?
It's optional. It's optional.
All right. Well, thanks so much again, and I'll talk to you sometime soon.
Sounds perfect, Randy. Always a pleasure.
Yes, same here. Thanks. Bye-bye. So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. And as always, may joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.